What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally with browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantemina, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hi.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
Fortunately, in the house, we got the Burrito Bandito.
Stomp down.
Ignacio Bullfrog.
I'm also here.
And Kid Hunter. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Do you want to explain what's going on?
Yeah,
with
we got fucking new people here.
We got new people, we're in a different place.
We need context.
It sounds like we're in a bunker. The listeners need to know.
Burrito Bandito, where are we at?
Burrito Bandito, are you okay? Can you blink twice?
Not great for radio. There was a nuclear apocalypse and we ended up in Portland. I'm sorry. In a bunker in Portland.
Yeah.
We left J-Mark back in Slam City, by the way. He's like, who the fuck are these assholes?
He's catching on the coast.
Yeah, J-Mark is the editor of this.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll tell him to cut it if I, you know, say a slur or
get personal information. You'd never be saying a slur.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
We got throwback albums.
Yeah, throwback albums. So I'm not going to make this difficult for you guys, but the last, either you're using Spotify, or you're using a CD in your CD player, or you heard it like going to the store, and then you're thinking of like, album-wise, what's the last album that you recall that really, how do you have that feeling of like a throwback? Like, wow, I haven't heard this in forever. And I'll just give like an example, and I do actually hear it more often than not, but Semisonic's Closing Time.
But that just sounds like nostalgia to you.
Yeah, it's a throwback experience. Like, right. Oh, damn.
It's more a throwback single. I don't think you were listening to the whole
album. Yeah, maybe another album.
Who needs an album when you got a single like Closing Time?
No, that's a banger.
I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
I think album.
Say you're old without saying you're old.
No, I'm just talking about these albums and cassettes and stuff.
That's right.
This whole show is
But Semisonic, yeah, that's a good throwback, but...
I think that song is on the album, was it called the High School?
High School Musical?
No.
I don't think so.
isn't it like everyone's high school graduation song? From like a certain point of time?
High School Graduation Songs, Volume 2?
Yeah.
No, not
close.
Time Life?
Oh, yeah. Eve 6.
Inside Out?
No.
Putting My Tender Heart in a
song.
Blender?
Yeah, that's the song.
E6 has the song with it.
Here's the Night?
There it is.
The prom song?
There
it is. Are you talking about a prom graduation song? Volume 3? I got them all. I subscribed. And yeah, $29.95 for 20 tracks of the greatest songs of the year. Nah, man, worth every penny. Because who
knows? From Columbia House?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is a Spotify playlist of all the dumbass
graduation
stuff.
Green Day. Vitamin C.
Your throwbacks?
No, I'm talking about
play the wrong came through. And you're like, oh, that album.
Oh, you're thinking about Keith Sweat.
Dude, well, where did you hear that?
I don't think anyone's walking the stage to Keith Sweat.
He's the unofficial king of Slam City.
Yeah. Do you have a Keith Sweat song?
I've never heard Keith Sweat.
Yeah, you know.
I can pick up my phone right now.
What's the
I'm
Keith Sweat song?
I don't know Keith Sweat.
Oh my
really?
God.
You just, but you bring him up all the time.
I love it.
Just as the name.
Just his name. Right. All that matters really is
tonight for me and you.
That's not doing anything
so
for me.
Come on, baby, and let me give it to you.
Is that how it sounds?
Sort of. Just okay, significantly better.
Yeah, he sings in a falsetto? No.
J-Mark, cut the MIDI into this, please.
The MIDI version of Keith Sweat?
Yeah. He needs a karaoke track.
I don't remember the last time. I'm sure it was some Emo's album that I hadn't heard in 10 years. It's probably my throwback album.
You know, sometimes when you're listening to an album on Spotify and it gets through the album, it'll jump to, like, similar music.
Hate that.
Well, anything catch your attention?
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Why?
I mean, like, I'm listening to this one artist, and I only want to listen to this one artist right now. And they kind of jump to you, because it didn't even finish, like, all of their songs.
Because you're not paying for the...
No, I'm paying for, like, the full version, but, like, it's this is whomever, right?
Oh, I see. You say it should go to other albums from the same
artist. Right. It should keep me in that...
100%.
In that artist, because that's all I wanted to listen to. And, you know, sometimes it's like a similar artist, but it's also like way different.
Right. Like, you probably don't like this artist, but they sound similar.
Right.
Just don't like them because of one thing or another.
Like, I'm listening to Semisonic and then they
they play some fucking E6.
Alice in Chains.
But they want you to have a variety.
Yeah, but I don't want to have a variety.
Hey, why are they making me have...
Why are they forcing this shit down my throat, man? And I'm game.
Why do I have to have a variety of music?
It should be a different option. Keep me within this.
It's kind of like my within this bag of like the very particular flavor of something.
Yeah, I only want the.
This is all I want.
Like green M&M.
I don't want your shit mixed up.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't have had my recent throwback. Yeah.
What's your recent throwback, Burrito Bandito?
It was Tidal Fight, which isn't which isn't a band that I ever
really
listened to. Really
knows. I've heard of Tidal Fight, but you did play us a little. And I appreciate that.
I liked what I was hearing.
Yeah. But like, how long ago had it been since you last listened to Tidal?
I don't think I ever listened to them.
That's
not a
fact. No, but... I did hear the title.
But it was because it put me back into a place like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a throwback in itself.
Yeah.
Taking that time machine, seeing your younger self. Maybe discover Tidal Fight.
Maybe telling him to suck your dick.
So here's a question.
The guest.
Okay.
If you could go back in time, talk to your younger self. Maybe give him some advice about life.
How old am I and my younger self here?
Well, look, I won't say it. I'm lying.
22.
18.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're 18. Okay. You want to give yourself some advice.
Okay.
Also, maybe you want to unzip their pants and suck their cock. Now look, if you do that,
is it always the older one? I thought it was the younger one.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, but I'm trying, okay.
Whatever you want. You want to suck dick, you want to get your dick sucked. However you want to play
I think
that
everybody
part.
Wants to get their dick sucked.
Some people
don't want to suck dick. Okay, it's a two-part question. A, would you, and B, is it gay? You suck your own dick.
Yeah.
Your past future dick.
Your past dick.
Absolutely gay.
Oh.
100% gay.
It's your dick, though.
It's your dick.
It doesn't matter. It's still a dick. No matter whose dick it could be, it's a dick.
But what if it's yours?
It seems like it's a fair question. Is it?
Yeah.
Because no one loves me more than me. So if I'm sucking my own dick.
You're just saying you're going to give yourself the greatest time.
Yes! There it is.
Is that gay?
Also,
you guys didn't answer the first part. What was the first part again?
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
I have a third one, which is, I forgot it. Go ahead.
I just want to give myself a trophy for sucking my own dick the best.
This is where the runner-up trophy comes.
Also, keep in mind, no one could suck your own dick like you could suck your own dick, because you know what you like.
True.
Right. No one can give you a hand job.
Well, isn't this kind of like masturbation?
Yes. So with your mouth, and there's a whole other view.
And a dimension involved.
Yeah.
Because there's a warm
hole.
Why don't I say a glory wormhole.
So is it gay?
Would you do it? Is it gay? Keeping in mind.
I thought you were obligated to do it. If you
you can't get back to the future unless you get into circus. That's the only way to close the wormhole.
It's actually a leap.
You have to
burn the almanac.
I don't think it's gay.
Burning the almanac.
I don't think it's gay.
Look, I'm going some reason.
Finally.
We got a division in the sand, guys.
I really don't think
Where's the line here?
Because fucking another dude's dick is gay. But the dick is gay. No, is there
Hey, what if women do it? Is that gay?
That's gay. All right, let me give you an
example. But they don't like it.
If young me getting approached by someone that looked like an older me and I was his dick, I'd freak out. Well, of course. But we're not talking about it. Even if I saw someone that looked like me, I would not want that person to
see me. What if he told you he wants you?
No! Yes!
I'm not the future!
Like, fuck!
He's not
just did.
No, I'm telling you right now, look, if you jerked off another dude, gay. You jerk yourself off, not gay. Suck another dude's dick, gay. You suck your own dick, no, well, not gay.
This is the difference, dude. There's only one guy in the room when you're jerking off. And if you can do a self-suck, that's not gay.
But there's
a whole another human being in the room, like, to his point, that you're actually, you have to, like, reach over and grab their cock. Mm-hmm. It is your cock.
Okay,
it's their cock,
okay,
too.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
You said something that made me think, okay, what if you quantum leap back into your own body and then self-suck yourself?
Oh, well, that's
still not gay.
Yeah, but the dick feels different in your mouth because
it's younger.
Well, you have to have a baseline in order to know you have your own dick.
But what if like that body can't self-suck?
Yeah, what if it hasn't been trained?
Quantum leap gives you those abilities.
Oh, so if you can self-suck in the present time and you go in the past, you still have the ability, even though your body doesn't have it?
No, but once you actually self-suck and quantum leap back, that body is destroyed.
I don't think we're ever going to
answer like we're getting off topic from the throwback.
Is there a pot?
That was the ultimate throwback.
What's that?
So any more throwback singles, albums? I've never heard Title Fight before.
D-Last, the Coen Patrol.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn it, I remember this shit.
I thought you were saying Duhok.
You still don't like it.
Ramstein's in your throwback?
I don't know.
Let's talk about Ramstein.
I don't know much about it.
I saw that they recently had a new video come out.
Yeah, they're like touring to stadiums still.
No, really?
They are?
Yeah.
But like, they have a follower.
I saw a video, and there was a lot of fire.
I think they put on a show, so they're more of just a band than just a band.
Didn't a guy from there die?
Probably.
You remember that video I showed you?
Which one?
Fucking TV that fell from like 10 stories down and crushed that dude.
There's this dance
video. Guy in Ramstein?
And a dude.
video of like these, it looked like K-pop stars or whatever.
Yeah. Totally K-pop.
One of those jumbotronic screens just squashes one.
That's crazy.
And he survived. Yeah, then he crawls out from under his goal. Like, holy shit, bro.
if it was just one of those flat panel TVs?
No.
That was massive.
It was massive.
Yeah.
You know those like LED fixtures?
Uh-huh.
It was double-sided.
Yeah.
And then all the way.
I got to the panel.
For any of our listeners out there in Texas, it looked like the Jumbotron that was in Dallas Cowboy Stadium. I mean, cut in half.
Yeah.
For the size. Can
you imagine like being a K-pop star and you're already a slave, right? Aren't you slaves? That would be the final straw. I think I would be a runaway slave after that.
I would throw my ass out. You're contractually obligated to stay here.
To the K-pop machine.
Actually, yeah, they'd probably kick you to the curb because you can't dance no more.
Right.
That's
throwing them up and
so it works out.
And then you're stuck with the dead.
But then you've got the disabled community that you can shoot at.
You can what? You can.
The disabled community.
I don't think they're after them.
I don't think they'd accept a K-pop star.
Disabled K-pop star?
Yeah.
People don't want to see it.
Clearly, there's like robot the Asian community, yes. But I would imagine that they would not accept
that's world culture.
A crippled that's K-pop star.
What if it had robot legs? Oh, that's
well, then absolutely.
Be hot shit, man. Robot lady legs?
And the legs malfunctioned?
Yeah.
On a live show? Robot legs on K-pop star malfunction.
Like,
that's
malfunction and caused the jumbotron to fall on him again. This is your Sisyphean feat. Switch careers, dude.
Hey, you have something written here. It says you want to have a lyrical discussion. The line is four of fish and finger pies. What does that mean?
I think it's from a Beatles song. I can't remember which one off the top of my head right now. But
what does it mean, dude?
A four fish refers to four penny worth of fish, you know, like fish and chips. While finger pie is sexual slang for fingering.
Finger pies.
So where does this pie come in?
What do you mean?
What's the pie?
It's like American pie.
Like American pie, man.
I think the pie is like the vagina. Of course, right? Isn't that what
that's where we're going.
And then the finger, you're kind of tipping your fingers.
I'd really like to hear from Ignacio Fire over here. Yeah. I'd like to know his opinion on fingering in a pie.
Is it a pie made of fingers, like filled with fingers?
Oh my God.
Yeah, kind of like
fingers. No, you're putting your fingers in the pie, and that's just called finger pie.
Wasn't that a Titans movie?
A pie made of filled with fingers?
Come on, yeah, didn't he like chop up his enemy?
Make him into pies?
Yeah, I thought so. And feed it to the...
Gary Cartman?
You know? Yeah. I think it's a Shakespeare play.
Oh, yeah.
Titus.
Do you know if it's a common expression or you just was randomly in...
It's just a random thought. You can expand on it or we can go to the next one.
That's pretty bold.
I can hear a Beatles saying this.
Yeah.
Finger blasting
some hoes.
But they said
four fish and finger pies. I mean,
yeah.
No one knows that unless you're...
But it's finger pie thing outside of fingering women's vaginas.
I mean, it sounds like that's a fucking loose one.
It's not fucking terrible, you know?
And then like the English.
What? You're not talking to Mike, right? You're not talking to Mike or the one
with
you. Do you think I should offer this to one of these bros here on Tinder?
I was thinking more about
finger pie?
Your company is finger pies.
Okay.
It's bite-sized finger pies. Right.
You know what that reminds me of? Those little mini strudels that you get at the grocery store.
Those baby strudels.
Those tiny pies.
Yeah.
Tiny
pies,
for finger pies.
I'll do anything for
my finger. Just take their jingle, because it's successful.
Yeah, because it works nationwide.
Take every demographic. Replace Klondike bar with finger pie.
Yeah.
And it's our, what would you do for a finger pie? It's running itself.
Now you gotta come up with concepts of how you're selling this finger pie. Cause like the Klondike one, the dude like shaves his eyebrow off. Nobody? Anybody? Nobody?
Sounds familiar. No, woman just takes her pants down. It's like, yeah, we got it.
We got this. Fade to black.
Yeah, I don't think a woman really has to do much to get a finger pie.
Right. No.
I think they're...
Yeah, the barrier entry is them themselves.
I mean, we're talking about the price of dick, dude, which is...
Yeah, honestly, you can't give it away.
Yeah,
right? You have to pay somebody to
so
take it.
So why even ask the question?
Anyone can get a finger pie.
What do you think?
Anyone wants to get it away.
We need candidates.
We need
to come up with multiple ideas, right? There's no bad ideas.
What's my idea?
Okay.
No bad ideas.
But you guys didn't
know. Code of trust right here.
So moving on from finger pies.
Actually, we were going to move this one up.
Okay.
To be more topical since it dealt with music.
All right.
Do most Japanese Gen Z music lovers skip the guitar solo in songs?
I'm gonna do it with the
news. I got surveyed.
Survey, you got statistics?
I got stats.
Stats.
Okay, so I read this article and it said
Nerd!
I believe you mean Dr. Smart Man.
Yes, Dr. Nerd Ass Smart Man.
So that's his question. Do you listen to guitar solos during a song's musical interlude? And the results show that 89% said yes and 10.8% said no. So who's out there like skipping through guitar solos and songs?
10% skipping?
I feel like that's reasonable.
Should it be less?
No, that is higher than I would expect.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What,
10%?
One out of 10 people skip around in a song.
But like,
I feel like I'll end the song early, but I won't. Yeah, I won't like,
no
skip
way.
Through.
Yeah. In fact, I think that the solo is the best part.
You only listen to the
do
solo.
Do you skip to the solo?
Sometimes.
I can see that.
I'm not a big solo guy, so I mean, I guess
right,
I do.
Are you telling me that the Bad of the Bone solo isn't the best solo?
I don't remember. I have no memory of any solo.
Oh.
Really?
Here's some different numbers. Okay. Do you listen to a song when its intro is a guitar solo? 60% says yes, 37% says no.
Is there an example?
Some start with
California.
Yeah,
Hotel California.
That's up for the story. That's a great example.
That's not what I think of when I think guitar solo.
I don't think of more of a solo.
Yeah, the
and a lead track.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah. Like a Stairway to Heaven, I skip to when the lyrics start kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
This
story sucks. I don't consider that a guitar solo. I get it. It's a guitar by itself.
That's not what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking like that bridge part.
What about Eruption?
That's a one day guitar solo.
Do they just skip it, the whole track?
Yeah, probably.
What about Metallica solo? Like on Rocket?
Saint Anger.
I like a very simple guitar. I like a subtle, very long solos.
They also asked the genre question.
Yeah, what is it?
So interestingly, people who like the solos listen to idol music more often, but people who skip were rock bands and singer-songwriters.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like K-pop and J-pop. It's focused on
electronic, there's a lot of influence from all the electronic genres.
Can't really nail it down other than culture.
They said singer-songwriters are the songwriters, the ones that skip.
And that type of rock music.
That makes sense to me because they're showboating. People are just like, this is just love.
It takes about 4 minutes for the song to kick in.
That is a song.
I use a dating app to meet millionaires. I got to travel the world, get fancy gifts, and learn a lot about my relationships. Amber Lucas says she's done dating losers. Amber Lucas says she's done dating losers and spongers.
Spongers!
She started dating up, ditching them for successful businessmen who shower her with gifts.
Sounds like Amber Lucas, she found out what her worth was, you know? She started respecting herself.
She's grabbing respective bags before she hits 27.
What's a sponger?
Look in the mirror.
Someone who's just like a...
I think it's someone that mooches off their girl. Sponging it up.
She's the one who wants
to sponge. Someone who does his work.
Can you pick up some Chick-fil-A on the way home?
You love that, dude.
Someone who's paying? She's paying.
Not that he gets into the bargain, he's getting a lot of damn pussy for free, dude.
Yeah, man.
But he's getting paid?
Getting paid.
So whenever you read that, I couldn't help but think to myself, like, reading a Facebook marketplace where someone puts a potato and they listed it at $50 and thing. I know what I got. You got to pay.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem is, and she is a potato, dude. This girl is like 37.
I think so.
So she's an old ass potato, and people are buying. That's the issue. So as long as people are buying, then that is her worth. She's right. But for me, I don't know why. If I was a millionaire, why would I buy a 37-year-old woman?
Because you're not. Yeah, exactly. Because why would I buy an 80? Why wouldn't you get
a 21-year-old
or a fresh one?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they can't afford a 20. Maybe, I think you got
these are 100,000 there.
Yeah.
She's looching down.
I don't know. But she's still a fucking old potato. old potato that's still kind of cute. Keep her on my shelf, but.
Well, let's think about how this ended up being like a headline. It's one of those, your favorite kind.
Breaking news.
Stock that turned headline.
Yeah, it's a social media post turned into a Facebook post.
That was based on another social media.
I think part of the problem is this is going to be inspiring a lot of other women to try to go to work.
Listen, don't be a potato.
This potato, by going public with this story, has just sunk her own ship.
It'll be on the market.
There's going to be a mass of potatoes.
If we loop this back all the way back to the Titanic song.
Dude, if all women found out that they don't have to give it away for free,
yeah,
I mean, we're fucked.
Yeah.
What are the spongers going to do?
Yeah, what do you think?
What are the sponges gonna do?
Keith is gonna do.
Yeah.
Keith is just sitting there on the couch right now eating Doritos.
That's Wayne's supposed to afford his Just Egg.
trying to make this thing a trope of the show. We met this one. He brought in this one commercial for vegan eggs, and he got really pissed off.
Oh, Jesus!
Egg substitute
called Just Eggs.
Yeah,
and he brings it up on every episode. It's a
commercial.
Well, I don't know how many episodes you guys have done. I feel like the listeners out there need to know how many eggs the average consumer takes in.
Oh, yeah.
Every American person eats.
Is worth their salt.
It's worth their salt. Like half an egg every day.
Half an egg?
I think that's...
It's a little average. More than half an egg.
That's okay. Probably like...
So, three quarters of all the eggs, it was like 60 billion, right?
75 billion.
Pretty a little fun fact. That's a little free.
How many out there are eating just egg?
Right.
Zero.
Wayne, man.
Turning page.
Was that DXQ?
That was DXQ.
Luteas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio LP Diversify Holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
San Jose Fire Department investigates video of bikini-clad woman exiting a fire truck.
Exiting.
Did you guys see this video?
No.
Oh, so there's a fire truck parked in front of the street. Tell us about it.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
There's a fire truck outside of a... Just like you said, it's outside of a strip club.
Uh-huh.
And they're just filming it.
Yeah.
And then the doors on the side kind of open up.
Uh-huh.
And this lady. A bikini clad woman steps out, adjusts herself, and then walks into the strip club.
Wow. She was just seen it fall out of her vagina.
A stripper. Clearly a stripper. They were in front of a strip club,
yeah.
And there was a fire truck in front of the strip club. And the door swings open, and out comes a stripper, dressed like a stripper.
Like, she was doing part-time, she's volunteering at the fire department.
She just
knows how to grease fire poles, okay?
Did she actually exit out of the fire truck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Caught on camera.
Nice. She's having sex with a man inside.
Well, you have to imagine
she knows fire words, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's $50.
$50?
Yeah, that's her worth.
Well,
$50. $50.
She probably got a ride too in a fire truck.
Maybe she just requested a ride along.
Yeah.
Maybe she just requested a ride along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show your fire hose.
Yeah. Would you go in your work outfit? You want to ride along?
I mean, if she had to get to work after, then
ride along to my office.
That's efficient right there.
Oh, I don't know what it is about women, but they love
multitasking.
Women love firemen.
It's because they have fires to put out.
Yeah, I mean, is it because I'm willing to go into a burning house to save something?
No.
I mean, is that what it boils down to?
I think it's the muscles.
AFAB. All firefighters are bastards.
All firefighters are buff.
Sorry, buddy. All firefighters are buff.
Jump that one, man.
Yeah.
You can't use a good firefighter when you don't need one, right?
I think firefighters are the most loved of the service.
Well, to me, one of my best friends is a firefighter.
Yeah.
And trust me, if you need someone to save your life, Jesus.
I thought you were going
to
trust me. If you want to suck a guy, it's not. This is the guy.
I personally wouldn't know that, but I know he can save me out of a burning building. That motherfucker.
And then you owe him.
You'd say a tuna knows how to save a life.
All I know is that I punched him as hard as I possibly could because he was pissing in one of my bedrooms. Twice.
And twice.
Twice. I punched him as hard as I could. He didn't even face. He goes, I'm in the bathroom. And so, I know that motherfucker will save you.
I had a friend who peed randomly. He was dropping pee on, like, he was in there. He, like, woke up and he's like, I guess in his mind, he was already in the bathroom and he peed on a
on like a lazy boy. He's just like on his knees, being onto it.
And he's on his knees and like,
he was sleeping on the floor, so he got up onto his knees. And I guess he's like, he's in the bathroom. And then he pees on the lazy, he's like onto the lazy boy.
Yeah.
Has everyone had someone who peed inside of a room? Like a drunk friend? Or is it just us?
Is it just us?
No.
Never?
You did. You did.
Either. Was it you that
Come on, liar, let's go!
Especially if you're not gonna go back, like, what's the point?
Wait, go back to the place it
like, I don't know, this guy, I think this is the guy who peed.
I'm gonna punch my friend in the face unless he really deserved it. So,
Ignacio,
I did not punch my friend for pissing in my friend's bedroom.
And also, he didn't deserve a punch in the face.
Nope, absolutely not.
Okay, did not want you to...
Nope, I know. I know he didn't.
I mean, you know,
he thought he was fine if him not even. Deserving it. It didn't pay someone to do it.
No, he didn't deserve it, and I'd do it again.
This is a guy that knows how to save a liar.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm waiting for it.
Someone how to save a liar.
Yeah. That's what you wanted?
Yes.
Exactly what you wanted.
My life's complete!
I think that's all good.
This is a song for the saving of life.
How to save a life.
It was made a reverb chamber.
What would you, Arthur, what would you pay for an empty chip bag?
Brand is this chip bag? You're just looking at a regular Lay's chip bag? Looking like a Gucci chip bag? What are we talking about?
Balenciaga. What is this?
Balenciaga.
Chip bag? Yeah, man. So check this out. Balenciaga, high-end fashion brand.
Sure.
Has this purse, like little clutch thing.
Yeah.
That looks like a Lay's chip bag, but, you know, functions as like a carry-on.
You can hold four condoms.
Yeah.
With those
four magnums. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't know what condoms are, but I heard these things called magnums. There's these dudes that use them.
It's like the responsibility that everyone keeps asking me to drink with.
Yeah, my carry mace, who knows? But it looks like a Lay's chip bag. And they're selling this thing for $1,800.
Wow.
$1,800.
I'll change, right? I want two. Pre-ordered two.
Give me two chip bags.
Yeah.
Is this a crossover Lay's?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm sure
they switch straight up like a Lay's chip bag.
Yeah, right. But how funny would it be to just see someone with that, knowing that they might have spent $1,800 or some cuts spent $1,800 on this Lay's chip bag?
I think this might be a perfect segue into that one.
Sure.
Because I bought a Kurt Warner signed, basically a safety bar bag.
Who's Kurt Warner?
And what's the safety bar bag?
And who's Balenciaga?
Before Kurt Warner became a professional football player, he worked at the grocery store.
Okay.
And so at the same grocery store, I bought a signed Kurt Warner, signed, you know,
like reusable grocery bag.
Yeah.
Dude.
It was weird. And so,
paper?
Yeah.
So now I have
a frame.
I guess that's kind of cool. I do kind of want to know how much you paid for it. Might be worth it. I don't know. Where do you hold Kurt Warner in your heart?
It's got to be higher than a chip bag. It's one of those things that you just put on your shoulder, you know?
But you also have a one-of-a-kind kind of thing because it's been handled and autographed by him. Yes. This is just kind of a mass market.
If you commit a crime on Kurt Warner, you could possibly get skin flakes off of this thing.
Yeah.
No, just like put it at the
Jurassic Park, but it's just Kurt Warner's.
Kurt Warner's Park.
Preserved by the amber.
We don't have to wait that long. I'll be a crime on Kurt Warner.
He's not my favorite quarterback.
Oh, you just like his grocery work.
He's in a bag.
Yeah, his bag skills are impeccable.
I liked it before he went pro.
Never dropped him.
There's a movie out here about him. A documentary is fantastic. Watch it.
I've probably already seen it too.
Fuck you.
One more shit.
Do you think these things actually sell, or do you think they're just
something?
At least one sells.
At least one sells. That's all you need to make up.
And that's $3 to $3 a day.
Right.
If it's in fact a lace chip bag, this might be.
No, it probably just looks like, right?
I don't think it's something premium, the materials or something.
Yeah, it is. It just looks like a chip bag.
Okay.
Kind of like those cakes they make look like.
I don't know, man.
You're gonna have to buy one to tell us.
Yeah, does it crinkle every time you look for a condom, whatever that is?
These are specifically magnums.
What are condoms? Imagine talking about this.
I'm taking Jim out of bed.
I don't know, but you're like all of a sudden you know what a damn condom is.
I keep hearing it, other people talking about it. I don't want to be left behind.
Okay.
You don't have to know everything about a subject to start talking about it.
Yeah, you got that FOMO.
Yeah, exactly. I got FOMO.
I'll do it.
I got FOMO on condoms. I never had to hit one. Wrapped up.
FOMO Co.
You got a loco?
On the
Don't even miss it for a loco.
Y'all keep going, dude. I got a pee-pee.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, I just stopped. Damn it. I guess I'm going to take him out.
No,
you don't hear me pee. I guess you went. Well,
no, you're going to think when you get back.
No, I just have two of them.
Do I need to do it right now?
No. Just go and get back.
What do we do at the end of this?
We'll all upload it.
Yeah, we'll take care of it when we're done.
Yeah.
All right. J-Mark, should I continue?
I think we spitball while he's out, and then he can just jump right in and make it a little more interesting. All right. Anyone want something while you're up? I'm getting a little purse.
Yeah, can you grab just another bottle of Gatorade for me? Either one.
Yep.
Balenciaga.
You want the white or blue?
It doesn't matter.
Go.
White or Avatar?
Would you like Avatar flavor Gatorade? What do you think? It tastes like their scales, I know.
It tastes like their tail.
I hunted them down. It's a real ass Avatar.
It's the third most dangerous game.
Yeah, the third most dangerous game is Avatar.
Oh, sorry.
You should have taken your headphones.
I know you would have been editing it.
Wow, it's pee-pee sound.
Yeah, right. What did I say?
Some Foley.
Bacon, bacon, grilling bacon.
Yeah, grilling bacon.
You went upstairs last night. I had my rain app on. Did you think it sounded like I was grilling bacon?
Peeing?
No, grilling bacon.
No?
Just say yes. Come on.
Yes?
Speaking of what we need to do,
I thought you were.
Is this you, Rita?
That's awful. If I fall asleep with just one in my eye, like, it feels like it's sucking my eye off.
Not bad.
Imagine what 23 feels like. I don't want to be there.
23 would feel like.
I genuinely thought you had another line to go. You left the second one something there. But I hate it.
It felt like someone was sucking my dick. My eyes getting sucked.
Yeah.
I do know the feeling.
I meant to say not sucking it out, but that was too.
I had LASIK, and I exactly know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they get super dry, and then you feel like you try and pull them out, and
they're just in your skull.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. Does it go by? How did 23?
I have no idea.
Does it go up your eyelid?
I've actually had to pull up my eyelid. It's pulled out before with tasers.
Do we believe this? It sounds like it's conspiracy, man.
It's good news for sure. It was terrible. I just don't imagine how fucking 23 condom.
What do you think about 12 and 11.
Then she's actually a potato.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm gonna back full circle. We're back to the potato women.
Thumbs up emoji branded inappropriate by Gen Z, but older generations stand by it.
Thumbs up is inappropriate now?
I guess that it's not cool to use.
You're not inappropriate, but apparently, I read this article.
Not the word that they use, but...
You posted this before I could.
Cut that, J-Mark.
I'm sorry, yeah. Cut that pregnant fucking clown.
J-Mark, can you bring out that butthurt report?
I'm just saying, I think we should keep this. Yeah.
J-Mark doesn't do shit.
J-Mark doesn't actually cut anything.
Maybe we cut this towards the hell.
Apparently,
like, the older generations will use the thumbs up sign when they're saying, oh, you know, hey, thanks for doing the thing that I asked you to.
Like in
a workplace.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, something that's and, like common sense.
Yeah, and then Gen Z has this idea that it's kind of a passive aggressive kind of thing, where they're sarcastic.
They're calling people boss.
They're saying K.
I don't like being
you know what? I don't always like to agree with Gen Z, but I kind of agree with this.
Yeah.
Because my mom, I'll say like, hey mom, whatever. I'll
also wait.
We have this ongoing bit. Where my mom gets grilled by a bunch of guys on a subway
platform. Yeah, so she has something to talk about.
It's inspired. It's what inspired the Bonnie Raitt song.
The joke is that my mom's a filthy whore. Clam! But sometimes I'll be texting that filthy bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll be like,
hey, you managed to keep it tight today or no?
But in that context, it's fine. But I'll be like, I just landed in Portland or whatever. And uh-huh. She'll be, I don't know. Or sometimes it's like something that's where okay. I would like some sort of response other than K.
What are you expecting?
Like this.
What are you expecting?
Or like,
what would you like to hear?
Or like, oh, hey, mom, how was your day? Or how was your trip or something?
Right.
It just goes like this.
Thumbs up.
Don't like the short, terse response. Thank you.
That's you say you want to hear like,
on the show,
oh,
it's
good.
Five words.
But full thought.
That's the biggest word on the show, and it's five letters.
Five letters, word that means thumbs up.
Terse.
Hey.
Terse.
And
thank you.
I appreciate you sharing that information, but...
Yeah, dude. If you go, you actually have to take the
work. All you have to do is go to any public restroom.
Yeah.
Any public restroom there. Any public restroom.
She's behind every glory hole.
But your mom is but a glory hole away, which is not that bad.
You should get that tattoo.
If you're ever feeling homesick.
Mom?
She's got a glory hole room where like all of the holes are just like DX Quantumino.
I agree with this.
I'm okay with thumbs up.
I'm okay with the thumbs up.
I usually put more than just thumbs up.
That's
it. Yeah, just more than just thumbs up. Not trying to be just symbolic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if a multi-million-dollar company can base their entire, objection of a thumbs up.
Are you talking about MySpace?
No.
Facebook?
No, I wish everyone could see the visual.
Meta?
Thumbs to the side, thumbs down.
Simon Cowell type shit.
Oh, you're just talking about this. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yes, they do.
American Idol? Are you talking about Prima Nocta?
They would do sideways.
Are you talking about Caesar?
Right?
Yeah, Kaiser himself.
Kaiser.
Julius Kaiser?
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Come next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Venus Land citizens, Doritos always dreamed of being a Japanese flight attendant. Despite not being Japanese, only moderately good at tossing a half-open bag of pretzels at your face while also silently judging your 8 a.m. drink selection. So please fasten your seatbelts and remember these headlines can also be used as flotation devices after we crash and burn this segment. This is Raiders Nippon News, a segment.
That was kind of long now that I think about it.
I saw that
he had another long
one.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You bring the heat.
So speaking we all had some experience with flying recently.
Recently. Yeah, we had to fly to the bunker.
Recently.
We flew back to the room and then jump in.
Oh no, we're done.
Oh,
yeah, we're done. Yeah. It's a one take thing. It's a one take kind of show.
I like your attitude. All right.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
We got J-Mart.
I just got to know what to buy into.
Yeah. Right. So you know how Japan loves vending machines. Vending machine with in-flight meals becomes a sellout hit at Haneda Airport in Japan. So this is a vending machine, and you can buy airplane food from it.
Before you get on the plane?
Yeah, or even on
the plane.
It's not even... in like you don't even have to go past security, like you can just go to the lobby, go pick up these
airplane food,
frozen dinner, airplane foods, and go take it's like
frozen peanuts. No, 10 yen for the little like
now I have to have
airline biscuits and peanuts.
Yeah,
it's like
two fire. I need to hear your opinion on this one.
Yeah, where are you at, Ignacio? Is it a gimmick or do you buy it?
Do you think it's a gimmick? It's $7 each.
Whoa!
This is the meal US, though. $7.28.
Is there example meals?
It's
just like an MRE.
Yeah. Gai Pao rice, paella.
Is it really selling out or are they just not stocking it?
They didn't realize that this vending machine was going to be super popular. But yeah, it
like
has
the guy that
out.
Really caught on to these Salisbury steaks and bought all 20 of them and all of a sudden it sold out.
There is also like a convenience store in the airport that sells these meals.
It's combined from us guys.
And they have a bunch. And they didn't even know that there was a vending machine outside. They like got competition with themselves, I guess.
They're just knocking from inside the fucking grocery store.
Like lean cuisine meals.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But it's exactly what you would get on an airplane.
The thing is, it's what you would exactly get on an airplane.
I know, but like I was $7 on an airplane if it's free.
Right.
I would then
lose all your tickets. You're still paying for it.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, he just wants to let you know.
You're not getting it.
Also, paying to use like the restroom on the plane.
And that flight attendants, ass, small high clever.
I wish, dude.
No wish.
They're very small.
You get any what?
Any ass on the flights? Yeah, on the airplane.
You squeeze in that lavatory.
The aircraft.
And drop a pie.
You drop. Happen to drop a pie on your flight.
Excuse me, lady, or excuse me, man, would you like some pie?
Why is she pies?
Would you like some fingers for your pie?
You can get them out of my vending machine. Please deposit 500 yen.
Anyway, are there like numbers of how many units are moving here?
Oh, it didn't say.
It sounds like this.
Dude.
This is artificial.
It's just a kitchen headline, man.
Yeah, gotcha. The next time that we do this, I'm going to totally have my laptop open.
Oh, no.
He says there's a next time.
Right now,
we're going to only crashes once.
What we need on the show is more reports. We need some more, like, self-reports for
TPS cover sheets.
Speaking of excellent service, there's Akiba Dental Clinic that's opening up. The Akihabara dentist where a moe maid in cosplay cleans your teeth.
Wow.
Do they get tell us what a moe maid is first.
Yeah, super cute maid outfit. So here's a picture for everyone.
Kind of like a French maid, looks like sort of.
Yeah, French maid.
She wears clothes.
Yeah.
And she's the dental hygienist.
Yeah, so when you go to the dentist a couple times a year to get your teeth cleaned and
instead of going to the chair, do you sit in her lap while she cleans your teeth?
But so the dentist there is saying that, you know, it's to hopefully make people more comfortable.
That and, so
you know, while they're...
I gotta keep doing this. Yeah, I gotta keep tucking it up.
And your stank-ass breath going up in her grill.
Sure. And guess what?
That's my chicken.
The time that this dental office is open is 2 to 11 p.m.
PM on a Friday?
Yeah.
Every day.
This is a full service dental clinic.
Does insurance cover this?
If you phrase it right.
Look, I'm just trying to look for ways to make insurance pay for my dick habits.
The dentist says their target demographic isn't children.
Really? Okay, thank God.
Business workers. It's business workers in and around Akihabara.
Sure.
Right.
So yeah.
It's definitely not a sex thing. At least on the front.
I don't think most sex workers can fix teeth. If I know anything about sex workers and teeth.
Yeah, but you know,
two separate things.
Sure, but I think you're right.
Maybe she's working her way through
only like philosophy.
Exactly. You're going to the wrong
dentist. They know what they're doing.
The dental hygienists are always hot, right? They always got a nice fat ass and scrub.
Extraordinarily attractive.
Right? My girlfriend's a dental hygienist.
Oh my God. So tell us about her scrubs.
Scrubs! Put yourself on that spot. Let's go!
I do like it when she's in the scrub.
Yeah. Oh, I love the scrub. Especially after a hard day with bleeding gums all over the place.
Yeah, bleeding gums Murphy. In The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Bleeding Gums Murphy, I don't remember that. Oh, Simpsons, I thought.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was visualizing Peanuts. I don't remember Bleeding Gums Murphy on Peanuts.
He was a saxophone player.
No.
I don't think any of us
smell like tooth dust. You like that smell of tooth dust when the dentist be drilling?
Oh.
Not my favorite smell.
Jesus. Yeah. Rotten tooth dust?
Yeah.
No one's had to drill me yet, so.
Wow.
You never been drilled?
No.
You haven't lived.
Yeah.
You don't live until you've been drilled.
Oh,
why don't you get a trigger and put a sugar habit?
Yeah. Have you heard of pegging?
What?
Huh?
Speaking of pegging.
What is that?
Robot finger covered in living skin developed by University of Tokyo.
Did you say living skin?
Yes, living skin.
Has a blood flow of some sort.
They've cultured human skin cells.
Sure.
And covered this robotic finger. Yeah, this robotic hand.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. So that, you know, and it's...
It can make pies.
They say it's supposed to be for, you know...
What I'm worried about is that I'm gonna get like
you might be out of a job.
But you've been quite an organic experience.
I know, but if this this has human skin.
I don't know, on the show, at least this on the show, maybe
it's,
in real life.
It's supposed to be for making prosthetics more lifelike, right?
If you ever lose your fingers.
Outsourced to this automation.
AI, I know. They're automating finger blasting?
They're automating.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
They can pick up the exact routine the bitch likes.
But what if you can teach it everything that you like?
Teach what?
See?
Then I'm like training my replacement.
Yeah, you can give me the secrets.
Yes, that's exactly where we're going.
You're outsourcing it.
I'm not
doing
it. What do you
want? I like fingering bitches, too.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So,
I'm not doing that under 85, though.
What's up?
Think about your future.
We have my legacy. Oh, yeah. Your legacy. Are you still?
Let's say the arthritis sets in the
right.
Face.
It's like you,
what if we had McFly Stadium?
Yes.
Wait, what's so now I need to understand what you're saying. Stadium?
Yes.
I mean, they're fingering in the stadium?
Yes. I mean,
what if we just bought naming rights for an entire stadium for a year, right? And put McFly Stadium on there so that you can have an event where you're fingering a stadium full of women. What about that? What if we did
distributing finger pies
to the needy, to the hungry pies?
I would love that, dude.
Yeah.
Man, you're playing so pickled. So pickled.
They'd have like wrinkles on them.
Yeah.
Raisin.
You definitely stay way too far along in the water.
Yeah, that's why you can't keep doing it until you're 85.
That's right, dude. It's a young man's game.
It's a young man's game.
So by that time, you need some AI replacement. Yeah.
Yeah. Get some human skin.
Replacement theory. This is my replacement theory.
Yeah.
Shout out, what's his name?
Chairman.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. Shout out. That was the news and that was the show, gentlemen. Thank you for your participation.
That's what
I'm an amateur on right there.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farm Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!